This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another section of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely, really. I do. I enjoy the time we spend together. I enjoy the time that you're paying attention. I want you to pay attention, too. Seriously. If I get it wrong, tell me. You might learn something new. I don't know. You might not learn anything at all. You might already know all this stuff. I don't. I certainly don't even pretend to know all this stuff. I love we're going to bring people on who do have a clue. And always head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. Lots you can be involved with. You know, if you head up to my website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, there's just a lot going on there. You can buy coffee. We got new coffee cups in. And they look good. Seriously, nice and bright. And you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things that you've been afraid, you've been taught to be afraid of. You don't have to. Craziness. Right? Anyway, again, I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and engaged for real. I read an article that scared the stuff out of me. And apparently Obama, as I lovingly refer to as ex-president Oblamo, is going to make a bid for UN Secretary General. Now, the funny thing about this, the thing I love about this, is the United Nuts couldn't do much worse. They've got their whole team there, they've got a bunch of boneheads all over the place. You know, if you think about it, if he gets in there, think about what he can do, especially if he surrounds himself with all the old team, the old guard. What do they call them, OGs? Old gangsters. You know, he's not going to, you guys know he hasn't gone away yet, right? I mean, and he's not going to go away. He's still very active in the underbelly of the underworld. And think about it. There's still so many people that are moving. Now there's people like Netanyahu now feel more comfortable with their relationship with America. We can't have that. That's just wrong. You know, Mr. Obama's already discussed the issue with Republican, Democrat, and Jewish officials. According to some people that are deep inside, probably deep in the state, the deep state, Mr. Netanyahu recently is said to have gotten wind of Obama's plans. He calls it the Obama Project. It wasn't 8 years of having Obama in office enough. Oh, yeah, it was more than enough. Netanyahu's quoted in the Kuwaiti Daily as telling associates 8 years during which he ignored Israel. And now he wants to be in a position that is liable to cause us hardships in the international arena again. I don't know if it was hate. I don't know if what Obama was doing was hate towards America, hate towards Israel. You know, after hearing him when he got out, after seeing what he was saying and doing and what have you, maybe, just maybe, he's so prideful, he actually thinks he's right. He thinks he's smarter than the rest of us. He thinks he has all the answers. Because it was under Obama that ISIS was wiped out. Oh, no, wait a minute. No, I got that wrong. That's wrong. Don't go there. It was under Obama that homelessness is taking a nose. No, that's not right either. I'm trying to find something here. People, work with me. Was it Obama? There you go. He helped spur the economic surge that brought us 3% GDP. No, that didn't work either. Can you guys gonna let me drown here or what? No, the reason you're not saying anything is because he didn't do anything. He made black unemployment worse. Hispanic unemployment was worse. You know, they say, well, you know, more people were going to, no, more people moved to disability under Obama than other presidents because they were running out of time on unemployment, so they moved over to disability, easier to get. It's sad. The biggest sad part about all this is that people, look, I told you guys the other day, I never finished it. Right? But I told you people the other day that I have a lot of quote-unquote rank-and-file Democrats that are friends. They actually are friends. I know where they're coming from. They know where I'm coming from. We don't get nasty with each other. I know what they believe. And I don't make fun of them. And they don't make fun of me. Well, at least not while I'm there. But when I'm talking to these people and they go right to the talking points and they can't go past them, and we've got them on the right, too, so let's not just totally make fun of people on the left. Right? When they're spewing what the left is telling them, that you can, I won't say you can bring them around, but when you start talking with them, say, okay, look, let's put this in perspective. Like I told you the thing with Stormy Daniels. And she said, well, I'm hearing now that another Playboy is going to come forward and talk about being with Trump. Okay. All right, so let me see. Let's go down the road that Trump has an enormous sexual appetite for women. Why was he any different than JFK? JFK never saw a woman with a heartbeat that he didn't want to touch. And again, not saying it's right. Not saying it's okay. But you can't hold one up in high esteem like a god. And then another one does it, and you say, well, he's Satan. Well, which is it? Is that action okay, or is it only okay for one side? That's the question. Now, unless you just can't find a way to be honest, you know that that's wrong. Hey, I'm Joe Masin, your host. You'll see the real side. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Masin here, host of The Real Side with Joe Masin. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
Come on, you 70s freaks, you know what that song is. Hey, Corey, this is the real side on GCN Live. I don't wear a hat for anybody, just for you. How do you like that? Huh? What? Or should I do this? Will I get a younger crowd if I do that? No? All right. She's gonna like that hat on fire with my head in it if I keep it up. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting, and tweeting. You know, it seems like the third hour, could have been the second hour, but things like the third hour is kind of like God hour, you know? Got so, I mean, did you hear that China now is banning the Bible from being sold. And I've read that, more and more, they're not allowing, people to buy it even in the stores or online. Now, liberals are probably ecstatic about this. But China is enforcing a ban on Christian Bibles being sold to their 1.4 billion citizens. They said the Bible appears to have been pulled from all online retailers in China this week. Beijing is continuing to crack down on religious freedom. Now, searchers for Bible on Chinese marketplaces, I don't know what these are, such as Taobao and Dangdang, Beijing's equivalent of eBay, they didn't return results for the Christian text, while some sites return results for other Christian-related publications, such as children's stories books and study guides and such. A source at the Chinese publishing house told Inkstone that the removal of Bibles from the online stores likely started at the end of March. Some shops on Taobao selling Christian books have been closed permanently. And we Christians here think we have it hard. We're being persecuted. I mean, we are to a degree, but not like these guys. The Bible's long been classified as material that can only be distributed by the government, but in recent years, authorities have been more relaxed in enforcing the policy. So, they've done a reset. Like I keep saying we should do with some of our laws. Beijing's officially atheist communist party has long scrutinized religion with its borders. For decades, it's been repeatedly stated it will not allow foreign forces to control citizens' religious activities. Foreign forces. Since coming to power, President Xi has more severely cracked down on Christianity over the December period. Christmas was banned in various universities across China in an effort to protect young people from the so-called corrosive influence of Western culture. Earlier this year, authorities demolished another independent church in northern China, a move that sparked fears that the Communist Party was enforcing a harsh new campaign against Christianity. So again, I say to you, for those of you who think we can't pray in school, well, you know what? Pray before they leave the house. Your kids should be praying first thing in the morning anyhow. Should you start the day off that way? And who in God's creation, do you really want your kids praying at school in a classroom where can you imagine Governor Moonbeam issuing the prayer of the day? Come on, let that one roll around your head for a while. Chris, how about Tim Kaine? Right? Sheila Jackson Lee. Oh, God. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to be nice. All right. Christianity was suppressed for decades under the communist regime, and although conditions for Christians have improved since the economic reforms of the 1990s, religious freedom is far from a constant in China. Now, again, don't you think that this gives you more of a reason to understand that the rights that you have here, they can go away? Hey, they can go away. They could have gone away. Remember, look, I'm not making this up. You just have to go look for yourself. Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine actually said that they would make laws to force you to change your scripture. Now, I'm sorry. What does that mean? Right? I'm asking because you think about how it all plays out. If they had gotten in, and let's say for the Christian community that pastors were still preaching from the Word of God, right? I don't know, pick something, same-sex marriage or abortion. And Hillary felt that that was hate speech or nasty or terrible. Would they make you go in and actually change the scripture of the Bible? I'm just curious. Right? Where would you be safe as a Christian or a person that follows scripture of any kind? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, you're looking at I don't know. Maybe California, there might be some hope. I say that as if I've smoked six or seven joints, and I haven't. But three more California cities vote to opt out of the state's sanctuary law. Thank God. The Newport Beach City Council voted unanimously earlier this week to challenge California sanctuary state law. Joined a dozen other cities. They're not interested in complying. Some of these cities are very Hispanic-based, if you would. For those of you not in California, you won't know these. Most of these are in Southern California, where there's a heavy Hispanic concentration. But you look at places like Barstow, Hesperia, Los Alamitos, Yorba Linda, City of Orange, Mission Viejo, San Juan Capistrano, Escondido, it might as well be in Mexico, it's so close. Westminster, Fountain Valley, Huntington Beach, Newport Beach, Alisa Viejo, and the list goes on and on and on. It's about time. No, I mean that sincerely. It's about time. Look, you either follow the law or you don't follow the law. The problem is that these people in those positions, and I can't even believe that they're split decisions. 3-2. 5-2. Right? 4-3. How does that happen? The law is the law. Doesn't matter what your heart feels. Doesn't matter what your mind says. Matters what the law says. And I'm talking about the real law, not the ones that the lunatics in Sacramento pass. You know what I'm saying? It's a tool in the toolbox for our police to help keep criminals off the street, Newport Beach Councilman Scott Peters said. He said the issue is not about opposition to immigrants, like the left would have you believe, but about keeping illegal alien criminals from re-entering the community. Now, this is going to, think about this. California's going to have to fight the cities, and it's going to have to fight the federal government. This ought to be a fun fight. Hey, I'm Dobin Senior, host, listen to the real side of GCN Live. Don't go far, a lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying televisions.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me.
Lady, lovely lady.
With us on the air in the chat room.
Strolling slowly towards the sun.
All right.
Green-eyed lady, ocean lady.
I'm going to leave all the words.
Soothing every raging wave that comes.
I am Joe Messina, your host. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. There's a lot you can get involved with and partake of. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the stuff that you've been taught to be afraid of or to hate or whatever. You know, seriously. The left likes to throw these labels. You know, it's more and more. You see it happening now. You see it happen with this David Hogg fella. And, you know, they put out the information like guys like me are so terrible. We hate so much because we don't agree with you. And I think I've told you guys this before. I wrote a piece about that, according to the left, I hate my kids. That was the way the piece was. Because basically what it said was, because I don't agree with everything they do, because I don't encourage them to do everything that they want to do, then I hate them. Their line, not mine. So I'm sitting here thinking to myself, when it comes to your kids, you stop them from doing stupid things. So if you're a parent and you're sitting on the couch and you're watching a kid take that Tide Pod and he's looking at the camera and he's going, I'm going to do this and I'm going to shove it in my mouth and I'm going to show you. You would let him to do it? You would sit there? Well, there are some parents that it would. You're going to sit there and videotape him doing this? Or her? Giggling and say nothing and do nothing? Are you out of your mind? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Seriously. And again, I do appreciate the time that you guys are with me, are spending time with me. The, I forgot what I was going to say. I know what I was working on. I was working on the California cities. So we know that there's more and more cities jumping on the bandwagon, pushing back against the state. Now, what's really funny is, now you walk, mark my words, you know, Jerry Brown, when President Trump threatens to hold back money for something, Brown will talk about how punitive he is and how nasty he's being, how small-minded, small-handed he is. Watch what happens when Jerry threatens to hold back money from these cities. It's going to happen. We need money anyhow. So you know, the way he's going to build up his coffers, he's going to hold back money from them. Jerry allowed the National Guard to go to the border. But he said it wasn't to prevent illegal immigration. It was to make sure that the people coming across were safe. No, actually, I'll tell you what the real reason was. The real reason was he wanted to make sure he got his piece of the pie. He got his chunk of the change. You know what I'm saying? So Brown loves the sanctuary laws. That's what he lives for. He probably gets up every morning and does a little happy dance, right? That sanctuary laws exist. Makes him very happy. Seriously. Anyway, the sanctuary law is heavily supported by Governor Brown and the state attorney general, Becerra. I think Becerra likes everything that's against the law. Makes him very happy. He also said that Brown is sending National Guard troops to the border for reasons other than preventing illegal immigration. You listen to Jerry Brown, and he's sending troops there for every other reason, not for immigration purposes. He wants to make sure that our troops protect illegals from our border guards. Uh-huh. God, you know, these people... Do you remember I told you, and I wasn't being funny, I was serious. I would not let people say that socialism or left-thinking was a sickness on the show. I used to get mad at them. But when I hear stuff like this, and nobody on the left speaks out against it, you're sitting here saying to yourself, wow, they are whacked. This is a problem. Seriously. You remember Piers Morgan? I used to make fun of him on a regular basis. Actually, he deserved to be made fun of. He really was that whacked at times. I don't know what's happened to him. I don't know if he got hit by a bus or what. But he's recently come out. And he said, look, the left can't prove Trump-Russia collusion. So now, they're going to move the goalposts. Now, I don't know if this is because, I think, was Piers on CNN? Any of you know? I can't remember where he was. But I guess he could only say and do certain things. Because I've seen him come to Trump's rescue, if you would. Right? I mean, think about it. He made the switch almost overnight. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, I do. I do believe that I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here. So, Pierce said the left had been able to find something solid, any good evidence of collusion between Trump and the Trump campaign and Russia. So now they're moving the goalposts and after President Trump's personal life, big time. They want to prove to the world that Donald Trump collaborated with the Russians to fix the election and that he won. And Morgan said on Hannity on Thursday that so far they have singularly failed to establish that. He said, now that's why they're moving on to the sexual allegations. Right? I mean, we're talking about affairs that he had 2006. Last I checked, he didn't throw his hat into the ring or didn't even start talking about it on a regular basis to 15. 14, 15. Right? Now, the Wall Street Journal reported that the FBI's raid on Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, was related to a $130,000 payment that Cohen made to Daniels. But you know what? Did you see the poll that came out the other day? Only about 22% of the people care about the Daniels event. They just don't care. I mean, if you think about the same scale that Billy Bob Clinton did, it doesn't compare. It doesn't put a tick on the scale. And all the left is trying to do is embarrass Trump. That's all they're trying to do. You know, I don't remember where I was, but Politicon, the first time, just before they threw me out. And I was talking to a few people there, and some of them were Clinton supporters, big-time Clinton supporters. And I remember them saying, since the Clintons got into politics, there's been a right-wing conspiracy to move them along, to get them out. Because we knew how much they would be liked and how much they would be able to get done because they're such smart people. Right? But let me tell you what, that wasn't it at all. Exactly what it was is we knew what thieves they were. We knew what crooks they were. We knew they would say or do anything to get ahead because it was all about them. Right? So when you think about it, we had them pegged too. We told you what was going to happen with them, but we weren't doing it. A lot of people around them knew it. A lot of Democrats knew what they were like. No different than Ted Kennedy. There were a lot of people in Massachusetts who knew what the Kennedys were like, knew what Ted was like. You know, I love these people that hold them up. And again, it's waning. It's going away. It's fizzling out. Kennedys have had their decades. Right? But when you look at what they did and what they continue to do and how Papa Joe made his money, if you're honest, you have to say he was a thief. He was a bootlegger. He loved foreclosures. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
I don't even know what a time warp is, so I couldn't even remember doing it. I wouldn't know what to do if I had it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. Yeah, come on. What are you waiting for? You know, head up to the website. You can buy my book. You can buy the flag down. Look, there is, I got to put it up there and just keep it up there. There is a link to our, I won't say it's our news store, but there's a link to another store. I guess I should put it in the regular store, let them go there. But you can buy hats, and I think they're phone covers, the whole nine yards. I mean, you get all kinds of stuff. All things The Real Side you can find up there, and I hope you go there eventually and enjoy it. I'll have to fix that tonight. I just keep forgetting to do it. But there is a place that's an, you know, does ads on the right side of the website where you can find that when it rotates through, and it'll take you to a whole different story together with everything on there. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I'm waiting to see. Does anybody know here? CNN. Not that we really care. what is CNN? U.S. and allies strike Syria. Trump says it's a strike targeted Assad's chemical weapon capability. And the administration officials say, hey, this is far from over. So I'm surprised. I'm really curious to see ultimately what they come up with. But I will tell you, unlike some of the other channels, CNN is showing all these rockets going off all over the place. And maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. You know, I got to tell you something. You guys know as well as I do that the bully only responds to brute force. I mean, sometimes you can try talking your way out of a situation. You can try to wait. I mean, look at Kim Jong, back him down. Right? He's, for the moment, he's done. I mean, I wouldn't take my eyes off him. I'll put it that way. But, you know, he'd be a nut job to come out now and try to take on the U.S. government. You know what I mean? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Scripps College is at it again. They're going to be hosting a pool party. Well, the pool party's not the big deal. I mean, colleges do pool parties all the time. Problem with this pool party is it's only for non-white people. Now, you would think under normal circumstances, that would be racist, right? But not in this case. Why? Because it's white people. This is organized by the Scripps. Now, it's the Latinx group. Now, that one is the one where, you know, it's neutral sex or whatever. The event was announced via Facebook under the claim of being the first ever person of color pool party. The three-hour use of the Scripps Sally Turnin House Pool is aimed at the creation of a safe space for 5C students that identify as people of color. They want them to be able to come together and build a community and be open to all students. Well, not really. It's only open to students that are people of color. Martin Luther King has got to be having a fit. Got to be. The event is set to take place between 7 and 10 o'clock after the pool's normal hours of operation. The Cafe Con Leche also advertised the event on its own Facebook page, adding into its post that the pool party will be POC only. Cafe Con Leche is a registered student club at Scripps College. So if it's a registered student club that actively participates in racism, why are they letting them do this? I'm just curious. The group also claims to be welcoming all members of Scripps College community. We welcome all members of the Scripps community, regardless of racial or cultural heritage, to join us in this pursuit. Well, what does that mean? So we can maybe we can join them financially? Just trying to figure it out. The event is sanctioned by the college. It appears to violate Scripps' anti-discrimination policy. Scripps College is committed to the policy of equal opportunity, no differentiation. None will be tolerated based on race, color, religion, color, sex, age, color, national origin, sexual orientation, veteran status. Why do you even have to put veteran status in there? That's interesting. Students on campus have expressed differing opinions about the party. One Scripps student who identified as a person of color told The Independent on the condition of anonymity. In other words, I'm a coward. No, I'm sorry. Look, if you're willing to fight for this, it's just like those with the Antifa, whatever they were. You know, notice that they're gone now because their lord and protectorate is out of the White House. That's why they're gone. But they were so for their cause. They were so willing to fight. They were so into it that they covered their face in hair whenever they fought. Now, think about that. That shows you how much they were willing to stand up and fight for what they believed in. I get a kick out of these people. Anyway, students on campus have said that, you know, they got mixed feelings. Well, how can you mix feelings? Either you're sold out to the fact that you want to wipe out racism, or you want to create a different kind of racism. Right? She goes on to say, first of all, this POC party, no one is saying it needs to be all LATINX is Latinx, right? Yeah, whatever. Or all black students. The point of this event is to promote inclusivity and congeniality between ethnic minorities. So let me ask you a question. I'm just asking. If the college is 40% Hispanic, 47% black, and the balance is white or other, who's the minority? I'm just curious. Because if 87% of the school is made up of blacks and Hispanics, and the balance is white, let's say it was all white, no Asian or anything else, I'm still trying to understand who's the minority. So, most POCs at any of the Claremont colleges, which are historically predominantly white, interact and enjoy interacting with people. When you're adults and you go around with each other, nobody goes, you know, I don't point through the line and go, oh, yeah, you know, my black buddy down there. Hey, I got this guy that comes on the show. He's a black guy. Right? And we don't do that. When I run down the list of people who are going to be in the show, it's not the black girl, the black guy, the Asian girl. That's how we talk. Not how I talk. Now, they go on to say no one's forced to come to the party. If a POC identifies more with their white peers, they're not forced to go. What? Really? If a person of color identifies more? If a person of color doesn't want to be part of this segregated movement, it has nothing to do with identifying more with white friends. It has to do with them not wanting to go through segregation again. So I'm not wanting to just nix everything that Martin Luther King died for. Seriously. However, one student attending Pomona College told the newspaper that he believes that the pool party is exclusive in nature. He said, I'm a white, passing with a diverse friend group, most of whom were invited to this party, except for me, he stated. So most of his friends are black and Hispanic, but he can't go to the pool or the pool party because he doesn't identify with them? There's something negative there? I'm just asking because I'm not too smart. I felt as though the host of the event had gone through people's social media profiles to determine their skin color and then explicitly allowed or denied people admission. The organizer also posted a link to the form to let those invited notify who hosts should keep out of the pool party and who shouldn't. The event described of the pool party ends with, it's a great time to enjoy a pool party by the people and, more importantly, for the people. So now, the people are blacks and Hispanics. You white folk, you're done. But I'm kind of without a home, right? I mean, technically, if I'm from Italian ancestry, isn't that like a Latin subculture? What?
You're old white man.
Yeah. Leave it to you to squash it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCLM. Listen, have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here on Monday. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.